Have you been paying attention? A lot has taken place within the past 24 hours, a lot having to do with Russia. Russia deployed a cruise missile in violation of the Arms Treaty. Here's the report. Russia has deployed a cruise missile in violation of a landmark arms treaty with the U.S., the New York Times reported Tuesday. The deployment of the missile would violate the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. The news of the deployment comes as the Trump administration deals with the fallout from Michael Flynn's resignation as National Security Advisor. Flynn stepped down after reports that he communicated with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. about sanctions prior to President Trump's inauguration and misled Vice President Pence about it. I really wonder if these two situations are connected, because it's not, they're right around the same time period. I just wonder if there's a connection. Let's just put it that way. It also comes after Trump reportedly dismissed a separate arms treaty with Russia as a bad deal and called for the U.S. to greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability. The United States previously publicly accused Russia of violating the INF treaty by flight testing the banned missiles in 2014. The treaty bans ground-launched ballistic and cruise missiles with ranges between 500 and 5,500 kilometers. Since then, Russia has moved ahead with the program. The country also deployed a battalion to somewhere within Russia in December, the Times reported, citing unnamed administration officials. Now, also to top that off, Russia sends a spy ship near U.S. coast, deploys banned missiles at home, officials say. A Russian spy ship was spotted patrolling off the east coast of the United States on Tuesday morning, the first such instance during the Trump administration, and the same day it was learned the Kremlin had secretly deployed controversial cruise missiles inside Russia and flew within 200 yards of a U.S. Navy destroyer, U.S. officials told Fox News. The Russian ship was in international waters, 70 miles off the coast of Delaware, and heading north at 10 knots, according to one official. The U.S. territory line is 12 nautical miles. It was not immediately clear where the ship is headed. Later Tuesday, a U.S. official confirmed to Fox News that Russia had deployed ground-launched cruise missiles to two locations inside the country in December. The New York Times first reported that the Obama administration had previously seen the missiles, then in a testing phase as a violation of a 1987 treaty between the U.S. and Russia that banned ground-launched intermediate-range missiles. But Russia has pressed ahead with its program, apparently testing a Trump administration which has sought better ties with Moscow, but it is also fresh off the loss of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who resigned Monday night in the wake of a scandal surrounding his communications with Russia. There's got to be a connection in this somewhere. Russian troops and amphibious vehicles practice invasion tactics and tit-for-tat drills after NATO deployed troops to protect Baltic states. Footage posted by Russian Defense Ministry days after NATO troops deployed, it shows two amphibious tanks storm a beach in a training exercise. And as you can see it here, we'll play it in the background. I'll do the best I can. The Kremlin has demonstrated the ability of Russian forces to carry out beach landings at a time of heightened tensions on Europe's borders. Video posted online by the Russian Defense Ministry shows two tanks storm the beach, thought to be in Ukraine. In a show of strength, posted online as part of a training exercise, it comes days after Russian President Vladimir Putin launched a spot check on the country's aerospace forces in order to evaluate readiness for combat. Now, of course, this also goes right along with what else is going on with Russia deploying cruise missiles, and also sending spy ships near the U.S. coast. So you've got there's a lot of action going on right now with Russia and, of course, the U.S. He has already ordered his Air Force to prepare for a time of war. I mean, they do similar things every year. Don't get me wrong. But it's always, when is the other shoe going to drop? When are these drills actually going to go live? We see the U.S. do drills. We see a lot that takes place in this area, in this field. The professionally shot video shows the tank speedily descend on the beach from a vessel more than 100 meters from the shore in a training exercise carried out by troops from the Baltic Fleet. Now, of course, this just shows that it's a training exercise. Again, and again, and again. This time, every year, they do training that's similar to this. But of course, the tension is always higher around this time of year when they do these training exercises. That does not mean that we should wipe it all off. In fact, we should pay more attention, Because how many close calls can actually happen before something actually pops off? And we know it's a stage, and we know it's set. McCain, Flynn incident raises questions about White House intentions toward Russia. It's kind of interesting that this Flynn situation has taken place. Russia then deployed a missile, and then Russia sends, of course, a spy ship to basically spy on the U.S. And then McCain saying, okay, well, what's your intentions toward Russia, Trump? We should raise questions about this. Yeah, we should raise questions, but at the same time, that's horrible timing. You know why? Russia just deployed a spy ship and pretty much almost sparked, well, it's hard to tell because this happens a lot. But anyways, the important part is the deployment of the missile could put NATO and U.S. forces in Europe at risk. And of course, so same with this one. And then, of course, same with this one. This all comes under as the new Trump administration is, well, they took office. But we have McCain still trying to set discord amongst the administration. Now, again, there's a lot of discord going on within the U.S. right now. There's a lot of division. And this division, of course, is causing the strife, and it allows other countries to apply pressure on our weakness. And division is weakness. Senator John McCain on Tuesday said that the resignation of Michael Flynn from his role as National Security Advisor raises questions about President Donald Trump's policy toward Russia. General Flynn's resignation also raises further questions about the Trump administration's intentions toward Vladimir Putin's Russia, including statements by the president suggesting moral equivalence between the U.S. and Russia, despite its invasion of Ukraine, annexation of Crimea, threats to our NATO allies, and attempted interference in American elections, McCain said in a statement. American policy toward Russia must be made clear and unequivocal. We will honor our commitments to our NATO allies, and we will maintain and enhance our deterrent posture in Europe. We will hold Russian violators of human rights accountable for their actions, and we will maintain sanctions on Russia so long as it continues to violate the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine, the senator added. Well, I got a question. We need to be questioning McCain and his actions regarding Syria. Russia tests the waters, military jets buzz a U.S. destroyer in the Black Sea. This is all within the same time frame, like 2 days. I say 2 days because we actually don't know when it took place. It was posted on the 14th today, but we don't exactly know when it took place. It could have taken place yesterday, could have been a couple days ago. We're only hearing about it now, so just keep that in mind. Russia tests the waters, military jets buzz a U.S. destroyer in the Black Sea. Moscow tests a new cruise missile in violation of new arms treaty and deploys a spy ship off the coast of Delaware as Trump's NSA is in disarray. Four Russian military aircraft conducted low passes against a U.S. destroyer in the Black Sea just days before a spy ship was spotted off the East Coast. Now again, I wanted to... The NSA is in disarray. Our government is in disarray. They're in division. They're in discord right now under Trump. Why? Because how many individuals are protesting Trump within our own administration? Within our own government, excuse me, not in administration, within our own government. How many people are causing this division, this discord? There lies the answer of where all these outside pressures coming from. It would be stupid if an outside agent didn't attempt to apply pressure right now. We're in total division, and you've got the New York Times and all these other agencies broadcasting it, trying to tear down an administration that whether or not we haven't even given really a chance yet. And I'm not trying to defend Trump. You guys know my position on Trump. It's kind of like set up for failure. And so we know what that means. That means that the agentur of the Illuminati is going to apply more pressure to attempt to bring down the United States of America. And of course, that would entail civil discord, civil war, and then World War III, as was written in Albert Pike's letters. Russia appears to be testing the resolve of Donald Trump's young presidency with a series of belligerent moves while America's NSA is dealing with an internal crisis. Four Russian military aircraft conducted low passes against a U.S. destroyer in the Black Sea just days before a spy ship was spotted off the East Coast. The USS Porter, a guided missile destroyer, reported the aircraft performing dangerous flybys past the ship, which was based just off the coast of Romania, on February 10th. Now remember, I've told you guys 100 times, this is the multipolar world order. We're going to see a lot of provocative gestures from pretty much all countries who would consider themselves superpowers. We're going to see a lot of discord. We're seeing it. We are living it right now. And if you guys refer back to the last wire that we did, or the last a couple videos ago, you can also find that there is a website who is, well, predicting that over almost 80% of the population of the United States would not be here in 2025. Well, that's under 10 years away. Multipolar world orders don't last very long. You have the NSA, you have the CIA, and the intelligence agencies who are stating that by 2025, the world would be entirely multipolar. There's a lot changing right now. We've witnessed the foundational shift. We've seen all of this rising, and here we are. Alliances are going to change, and so on and so forth. The U.S. to send nuclear subs, stealth fighters to Korea as tensions run high. Another crisis is brewing. I mean, it's been brewing, but you get my point. The U.S. is preparing to send strategic military assets to South Korea for drills as tensions run high on the peninsula following North Korea's test of a new offensive weapon. The two sides have agreed to send U.S. strategic assets, such as the F-22 stealth fighters and a nuclear-powered submarine, to the Key Resolve and Fall Eagle exercises in March, a military official told Yonhap News Agency. The U.S. may also send B-1B strategic bombers and the USS Carl Vinson carrier strike group to the region, according to the same to some observers. We are in talks with the U.S. to determine the size of U.S. strategic assets to be deployed and the range of their exposure to local media, the Ministry of National Defense reported. The exercise will be the largest ever and is designed to showcase the strength of the alliance in the face of North Korean nuclear and missile threats, the Defense Ministry added. North Korea tested a new type of ballistic missile Sunday. The missile, the Pukgoksong-2, is a modified land-based version of the Pukgoksong-1, a submarine-launched ballistic missile in the North tested in August last year. Like its sea-based predecessor, the new ballistic missile is a solid-fueled weapon, which means less preparation time before launch. The missile is also road mobile, making it less vulnerable to preemptive strikes. So on Sunday, of course, we had North Korea's incident. Now we have Russia's incident. And again, it just keeps getting more and more provocative. Even further, China may be preparing for a crippling preemptive missile strike on U.S. military bases. Can you see it coming from all sides right now? On top of that, we have this massive division going on in our own government. It's not good. And if it doesn't change, things are about to get, well, bad. Military vehicles carrying DF-10 ship. That's the caption. I apologize. A new report by Thomas Shugart on War on the Rocks details the disturbing level to which China appears to have planned out a crippling missile attack on U.S. military bases in the Pacific. Should its interests in the region be threatened. For some time, analysts have noted that China seems to be tailoring its military to counter the U.S.'s. For example, Beijing tested its carrier-killer ballistic missile on a model of a U.S. Nimitz-class aircraft carrier, while its own aircraft carrier is designed for coastal defense and will likely be destined for the South China Sea. But Shugart's investigation of satellite imagery comparing China's missile testing grounds with U.S. bases in the region shows an eerie pattern. It appears that China's latest missile tests have all been geared towards knocking out U.S. carriers, destroyers, and airfields in East Asia. This falls right in line with one of China's core military doctrines, active defense. Essentially, if China thinks it is facing a foe that actively seeks to challenge its territorial cohesiveness or sovereignty, the PLA will engage the enemy through all available means, legal challenges, psychological and cyber warfare, counter-space systems, and preemptive strikes. That right there explains a lot of what's going on. There are other countries where alliances have shifted, as we've seen with Europe kind of aligning itself with China, communist China, or the EU, I should say, not just Europe, but the European Union is sort of aligning itself with China over the United States of America. And of course, we're seeing these psychological and cyber warfare games being played out in our country already. We see all these communist and socialist groups. Well, where do you think that's coming from? Where do you think the ideology is coming from? Now, of course, a lot of it's coming from Karl Marx, but if we can still tie a lot of it to China. I shouldn't say a lot. We can tie some of it to China. They're pushing a lot of this. They keep funding the discord within our own country because they want it to collapse. Keep that in mind. Under President Donald Trump, the U.S. has made the most serious challenges to China's territory and sovereignty in recent history. Trump and key members of his administration have chastised China for its massive military fortress in the South China Sea, and even threatened to cut off China's access to the islands it has built and militarized in the regions. Trump's phone call with Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen struck at the core of China's very existence, as it could undermine China's policy of considering Taiwan as a rogue province that must be back into Beijing's fold. As you can see here with this map, we're looking at some of the CSIS missile defense project. Now, we looked at some of these pictures, I think, last week, which, of course, showed exactly what they were doing. China has already engaged its state-sponsored propaganda against the U.S., which means, guess what? We're under a lot more than what we think we're under. Because we've got state-sponsored propaganda against the U.S. from China and a host of other countries as well. There's a lot going on. They're all applying pressure right now, especially on our division. If the U.S. continues to actively challenge China and seek to undermine its territorial cohesion, the next logical step in the PLA's escalation may be to attempt to eviscerate U.S. bases and assets throughout Asia with a blistering missile attack, nuclear arsenal by country. Now, of course, I don't believe this for 2 seconds. Sorry, just don't. All numbers are the maximum approximate estimates. The exact number of... Where did it go? I was reading. That was not nice. I guess... there it is. The exact number of nuclear weapons in each country is a national secret. Thus, estimates are based on historical records and occasional leaks. China only having 260 nuclear warheads? Yeah, right. Yeah, right. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. If you'd like to support us and our fight against the New World Order, please become a member of ChristianTruther.com. Go to ChristianTruther.com/info for more information. Thank you all for watching and listening. God bless and carry on.